Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline Network. We have a great show, as always, lined up for today. Maybe the best writer at ESPN the magazine covering the NBA is a guy named Rick Bucher. Not just because he went to Dartmouth College, I might say, but because of the way that he covers not only the X's and O's, but the things we like to do on the show, looking a little bit more into personalities and some of the things that don't make it to print. Rick's going to join us in the second segment of today's show to talk about Orlando's fast start, talk about Ben's headman, the Mavericks' surge, a little bit about the Suns' comeback after a slow start, the Warriors' back-to-back wins over San Antonio and Utah are some of the things we'll go over. Yesterday's show, we talked with both Bill Moss about all of the different quarterback changes around the league and how the sexiest player on a team is always the backup quarterback when things are going wrong. And we also talked to Morton Anderson about Michael Vick's situation in Atlanta. Here's Morton Anderson.
I don't think so, Nick. I mean, I know there's a lot of attention on Mike Vick, and that's difficult for a young man to have that much scrutiny constantly. But that's what he signed up for, and that's, you know, that's what we're all, you know, we try to just tell Mike too that listen, hey, it's not all on your shoulders. We have playmakers on our football team, and we all have to perform. We all have to kick it through the pipes. You know, we have to catch the football. We have to do all the things. We have to execute so we can help you be Mike Vick. And we haven't been doing it. As a team, we haven't been doing it. And I never point fingers at one particular player because it's a team sport and there's always things that we can all do to get, you know, to better the team. And so Mike Vick is an outstanding football player, but he needs help from his teammates. And right now, we're not getting that.
That's Morton Anderson. If you look at the teams around the league that are having problems, including the Denver Broncos, a team that's still 7-4, a team with an outstanding defense that just has had two bad games, the bottom line is you've got to surround, as Bubby Brister said just a couple weeks ago, as Len Dawson said, you've got to surround that quarterback with an offensive line that will protect him and some talented, reasonably talented players around him. Denver does not have the talent they've had in the past. We'll be right back on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite with Rick Bucher from ESPN on the NBA. In just a second.